WJTL Maverick City Music, Gyra. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:20.
Weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies, a high around 88 degrees. Tonight, clearing up, low 66. Tomorrow's looking mostly sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds with scattered thunderstorms later in the day. Storms could be severe, high 89. Over the weekend, sunny skies for Saturday, high 82, which seems cool compared to next week. Sunday's looking mostly sunny with a high of 84. Right now in Harrisburg, sunny skies, 58 degrees. In Lancaster, 64.
Our very special guest this morning, our friend Danielle Biesecker is here. She's the client services manager at Human Life Services. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You told us earlier about Human Life Services. You have a great story that goes back to when you guys first started that you want to share with us.
Sure. Yes. Human Life Services had our first, what we call a baby saved, in 1985.
Wow.
She was 16, scared, confused, didn't know what to do, and she confided in a school counselor who led her to HLS, Human Life Services. Through that interaction, she quickly realized that she was not alone and that we were there to love her, support her, and just show her that hope for having this baby and just that support.
Yeah.
And right now, a few years ago, we had our 35th anniversary, and we got back in touch with her, and her daughter is 45 almost, and 9 children. She has a few grandchildren, so just shows you that ripple effect of the decisions that we make.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the heritage from that.
Yes, yes.
That one decision.
And
yeah.
And that's what our goal is at Human Life Services, is just to show that hope, that love, the support, and that God is there. And that's a big part of what we do, is just showing that.
Mm-hmm. And a big part of what you have done through the years is minister to women and help them and make their decisions, educate them.
Yes.
But I understand over the last couple of years, you've really also focused on the men in the life of the girls that you're working with.
Yeah, so a few years ago, we've kind of switched our focus. Our focus is still the women and helping them, but we have realized that the man is the number one influencer in her life. And if we can show him that he is important and the decision is also with him, and just that coming alongside of him, with our fatherhood program and the classes that we have, it can teach him and kind of change that generational curse or whatever you want to call that
right.
They might have.
And how do you do that? What are some of the programs you offer to the men?
So with men, we do pregnancy and birth. We love when the couples come together. We always
sure.
tell her, bring him along to the classes. We have advocates that will step in. We have male advocates and we have female advocates, depending what the need is. Fatherhood classes, that is where we put them in. So just trying to be a good father. If they're in pregnancy and birth, we tell them about, you know, her body and what's going on during that pregnancy. But we throw in how to be a good dad, how to be a good role model, loving discipline and respect for mom, just those things that are very important for him to know.
That's and awesome.
If you don't have a dad grown up, you know, it's a great way to just know how to be one.
So. And all your services are free.
All of our services are free, and we could not do it without the donors and supporters just giving us that financial material support and prayer.
And prayer. If yes. folks are listening, they want to pray, they want to support you, they want to volunteer, you have a different website for them than
yes.
you do for your clients. So how can folks get plugged in that way?
That would be at friendsofhls.org.
Friendsofhls.org. Check it out. They make all their services free. So
yes.
the only way they could do that is through your donations.
Yes.
And if you know someone who needs the client services,
yes.
they can go to a different website.
And that website is humanlifeservices.org. They can also find us with Here for You York.
Here for You. I love that you guys go to college campuses.
Yeah.
Here for You York is sort of the way you get the word out about what you're doing.
Correct,
yeah. Yeah, I love that. Human Life Services is in York. You could check them out online, humanlifeservices.org, or if you want to support them or volunteer, friendsofhls.org. www.humanlifeservices.org. Danielle, it was a delight to have you on the air today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We wish you the best. Back to the music we go. This is Chris Tomlin coming our way. This is Strongholds on WJTL. Happy Thursday.